In this bulletin, the federal government tries to move on from bullying allegations. An immigration detainee dies near Perth. Japanese woman in the final of a Grand Slam tennis tournament for the first time. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The federal government is trying to move on from bullying claims. Former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop and outgoing Victorian backbencher Julia Banks have both made allegations of unacceptable behaviour in federal politics. Ms. Banks has cited bullying and intimidation during the recent leadership spill as the reason why she won't recontest her seat at the next election. But now, a confidential internal party report from after the 2016 federal election has been made public, and in it, Ms. Banks herself has been accused of treating volunteer campaign workers poorly and of having unrealistic expectations. But Scott Morrison says those allegations, which Ms. Banks denies, have been dismissed, and the party can adequately deal with any complaints.
Whatever issues come up within the Liberal Party, we have a way to deal with it as colleagues and through our whips process. And there's been a lot of support that has gone around people over the last couple of weeks. But frankly, that's what's happening in Canberra amongst politicians. The Australian public is not interested in us in terms of what we're dealing with as a result of the week's past. They're interested in what we're going to be doing for them. The 2016 report, I mean, that was dismissed by the party division last night.
The detainee who self-harmed at a West Australian immigration detention centre, sparking a riot, has died. The 22-year-old Iraqi asylum seeker has died in hospital after he rushed there after being found in his cell at the Yonge Hill Immigration Centre near Perth last Sunday. Advocates say the man had a history of mental distress. Australian Border Force has expressed its condolences to the man's family and friends, and says the matter will be referred to the state coroner for investigation. The United States has offered support for Britain at the United Nations over Britain's findings in its investigation into the attempted poisoning of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Britain claims two agents from Russia's special intelligence services tried to murder Mr. Skripal in Britain in March of this year using the military-grade nerve agent Novichok. Russia denies the allegations and says it's never heard of the two men Britain has named as responsible for what happened. But at the UN Security Council, US Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, says the evidence against Russia is clear and undeniable, and the Russian government has not responded appropriately.
Rather than accept responsibility for its actions, the Russian government has offered only denials and counter-accusations. Anything to deflect attention and distract from its guilt.
President Donald Trump says the opinion article in the New York Times from a senior official in his administration criticizing him constitutes treason. An anonymous senior official has written an article for the famous newspaper saying Mr. Trump's style of leadership is impetuous and immoral. Mr. Trump has hit back, saying his anonymous critic is gutless and the criticism is unfair because he doesn't know who it came from. Mr. Trump says the newspaper should release the name of whoever wrote the article for them.
Well, number one, the Times should never have done that, because really what they've done is virtually, you know, it's treason. But for the sake of our national security, the New York Times should publish his name at once. I think their reporters should go and investigate who it is. That would actually be a good scoop.
In tennis, Serena Williams will play Naomi Osaka on Sunday in the women's singles final at the US Open. Williams will be looking to seal a record-equalling 24th Grand Slam tournament championship. Williams has qualified for the final by beating Latvian Anastasia Savastova in straight sets 6-3, 6-love in just 66 minutes. Osaka, on the other hand, is the first Japanese woman to ever make a singles final at a Grand Slam tournament. She's qualified for the final by defeating last year's losing finalist, American Madison Keys, also in straight sets, 6-2, 6-4. Osaka says she was spurred on in her semi-final victory by the prize of getting to face Williams.
This is going to sound really bad, but I was just thinking, I really want to play Serena. It still feels really weird because I've never beaten Madison before, so I'm just really glad I was able to get through this match because she's such a good player. But I just tried to think like I've never been in this situation before, so I'm really grateful to be here.
Well, now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two and 20. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Melbourne, also partly cloudy, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17 degrees. Canberra, much the same, 15. Wollongong, a possible shower, 17. Sydney, a shower or two, 18. Newcastle, a shower or two and 17. Brisbane, a shower with a possible storm, 25. Cairns, mostly sunny, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.